Let's continue as I give you the background to this SA Express story, as if it's not bad enough that SAA is in trouble. SA Express is also in hot water. And today, the South Gauteng High Court decided that SA Express must go into business rescue after a transport company by the name of Ziegler went to court to say that it was 11.3 million rand out of pocket because SA Express made use of its services but hasn't actually paid for them. And as I told you, SA Express is likely to appeal that ruling. But first, we'd like to get some feedback from the head of the legal department at Solidarity Union, Anton van der Bijl. Anton, good evening to you, and thanks very much for making yourself available this evening. What's your response, first of all, to the court judgment?
Good evening, Jan, listeners. Yeah, well, it's unfortunate for that there's another state-owned company which is in financial distress. I think it's a good judgment in the sense that a few questions have been answered. The first question was whether a state-owned company does fall within the company's law or within the company's act, and whether it can be based on a business rescue. And that's the court has affirmed today. So it's a good judgment. I think there's no other possibility or there's no other option for SA Express. And at the end of the day, we just hope that there's not retrenchments of any employees at SAX.
Well, clearly that is a very likely prospect. But give me a sense of this. How do you feel about the possibility that SA Express may want to go ahead and appeal this judgment?
Well, yeah, it's up to them to decide whether there's grounds for appeal. I've seen that some of the arguments of SA Express is that the matter of urgency was not dealt with by the court. If that's indeed so, then on a technical basis, they might succeed with an appeal. Although on a substantive basis, I think it's undisputed that the debt is owed to Ziegler and that it hasn't been paid. So on a substantive, on a reasonable basis, I think there's no grounds for appeal. Maybe on a technical basis, but I don't foresee that they will succeed with the appeal.
Well, the comment that was made in a statement they put out was essentially that the court was overreaching. It says the court went over and above what was required and granted orders not sought by the applicant. Would you agree with that?
Well, the court has wide powers when it comes to judgment. They can make a valid judgment. So on the basis of the papers and on the basis of arguments, the court does have the jurisdiction and the discretion to take wider factors into consideration. And my view of the judgment is that the court used their discretion and took other factors into account. And that factors, at the end of the day, showed that SAA or SAX is in dire financial straight. So I think it's a right judgment. I think all necessary facts were taken in account. I don't think there's overreaching, and I think the judgment will stand at the end of the day.
It's not as though SA Express has not received any help from government. It got 1.2 billion rand in the February budget. It got another 300 million rand in September last year to stay airborne. I mean, shouldn't some of this money be put towards settling these debts so that it doesn't need to go under business rescue?
Yes, most certainly. But at the end of the day, as we have seen with other state-owned companies like SAA and Danel, is that money is used for not for proper management decisions. It's used for it's going in a black hole. So I think at the end of the day, when there's better management and better decisions being taken at SAX, led by a business rescue practitioner, then most certainly the little money that's left over will be better decisions need to be taken. But I don't foresee or there might be a possibility of a liquidation at that, but we'll wait and see what happens.
I wonder how you feel about Tito Mboweni, the finance minister's statement a few months ago, in fact, almost a year ago, to the effect that this is a good example of an airline that should be privatized.
Yeah, most certainly. SAX is, other than SAA, it's not a national carrier as such. So I think there's good reasons for the, looking at privatization or to get a joint venture and to sell most of the shares of SAX to a private entity, just to ensure that money is used wisely. At the end of the day, I think that privatization is a good option for SAX.
I want to ask you about the employees, because you alluded to that fact earlier, and of course you're a union that represents employees by your very nature. What happens to the fate of employees when it comes to a situation like this? Are their needs really prioritized in terms of the way business rescue is handled, or you know, are they generally sort of the last thought when it comes to who gets paid first?
In terms of the Companies Act, employees are defined as an affected party. So in any creditors meetings or any meeting that takes place by the business rescue practitioner, the employees has a certain say and certain deciding powers that when it comes to making decisions. So yes, employees have a wide great decision power when it comes to business rescue processes, and if there's any possible retrenchments, then a business rescue practitioner must look at the Labour Relations Act and specifically Section 189, and to follow a complete and fair procedure must be followed. So yes, employees has rights, and they actually have a very strong right in business rescue processes.
Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us on that story. Anton van der Bijl, head of the legal department at Solidarity.